What follows next is an evening room conversation with Srila Satsvarup Das Goswami Gurupad, recorded February 28, 1980, in Mayapur, India.
Are there any questions?
I have one for you.
Good question. Oh, is there the president's meeting today?
Yeah.
Okay, ask me this.
I wanted to know, the little entity, when they are born from the spiritual world, capacity they are eventually the greatest servant. What is the little class person is here before as Lord Brahma?
That's a technical question. The only explanation for that is very difficult to understand, but it's not a very important question. It's inconceivable. How could every entity become Brahma?
Mm-hmm.
And yet the Shastras say, or Prabhupada's written, one obscure place and one purport in the ninth canto. So what is your question? If he says so, then it's a fact. Has he even any other function in that?
No. So somewhere, this question comes up sometimes, many times.
So what is the question exactly?
That he did everything, they all come from the spiritual world and fall as Lord Brahma, as a Brahma.
Then they become degraded after that.
But they become Brahma.
Where does it say they become Brahma?
I never see it, but...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I see it. I never see it.
It's in the ninth canto.
Ninth.
Prabhupada's written in the purport. So therefore we accept it because he stated it. No, there's no question about the fact that he said that. That I can show you. The difficult part is understanding how all the foreign living entities could have been such an exalted person even in the real world, but it's a fact.
So,
Prabhupada
said it's
not an important question, because an important question means something that, just like if I'm a poor man and I start thinking that maybe sometime in the past, in a past life, maybe I was a millionaire. Was I ever a millionaire in my past life? That question is not very important. I could go ask some astrologer or consult some person who knew things about past lives. But what is the importance of knowing whether I had $1 million in the past? Now I have no money. I can't afford any food. I can't pay the rent. So the important question I should ask is, where can I get some food? Where can I get some money? Materially important question. And so the spiritually important question is, how can I get out of this material world? How can I stop sinful activities? How can I realize Krishna?
But I hope you can relate to this question that is being asked, because it's a been asked how we live in the default, and no time is being asked.
How did he fall?
How we came down, we came out, and how we become degraded. How we should relate to a person who asked this question. So how you relate?
Ask which question? How does the living entity fall down?
And how do we come down to be so degraded?
Well, the answer is that by misusing his free will. We had some kind of spiritual position at one time. When we fell, that's the part that's not important. But another thing that's not important is what our exact spiritual position was. But the important thing is that I was in the spiritual world, and now I've fallen. Why did I fall? The answer is the misuse of the free will. That we all have free will, and somehow or other, I became contaminated. I became envious of Krishna. I became hateful towards God. And therefore, I have been brought to this material world to where I can try to enact my material desires. There's room over here.
This is the basic.
It's very important to understand.
Yeah,
free will. But still I have free will. Just like now in this world, there are some people who are, by their free will, they're sinful, and some people by their free will, they're faithful to Krishna. So they eternally exist. Some are bound and some are liberated. A misuse of free will. Prabhupada used to give the example that when shaving, everything can go very nicely. The man can shave his face with a sharp blade by properly handling it. But by a little misuse, then he will cut himself. If you say, how did I cut myself? By some, you can call it inattention, but somehow I misused. By my little control, I could have shaved nicely, but somehow by mishandling, I've cut. It's my fault. It's not God's fault. It's my fault. So it's actually, nobody should do that. One should be able to, say, shave with a razor nicely. So therefore, he's a fool who cuts himself. Or he's a fool who comes into the material world and by misuse of his free will, he leaves Krishna. He's saying how to relate to that question. Why does one fall? Because he's a big fool. He's a Vajanati Mudha. Manasim Kanamasutra. The Mudha, or rascal fool.
And if a question.
Krishna, sometimes people ask the same kind of question. They say, well, if Krishna is all attractive, then how could I have left him? But the only answer is that you're a fool. You were living in the eternal abode with the supreme attractive personality and you left. You want to know why you left? There's only one reason. You're a fool.
Well, if they ask for a fool in return, you have heard that God spend money first in the most crooked atmosphere. All foolish thoughts could exist in the most crooked atmosphere.
And the only answer is that because in the jiva there is always a possibility of that can enter, imperfection can enter, because you have free will. Just like here in Mayapur, although we may not know what it is like in Krishna Loka, although that also we can know from the Shastra. But Mayapur, we know, is a dham where Lord Chaitanya appeared, and within Mayapur we have this nice ISKCON center. Everything is so nice. But sometimes, so in this big gathering, some devotee, he may commit some sinful activity. So we may ask, well, how in this nice atmosphere, he had nice prasad, he had nice association, why did he come here to do sinful activity? Why did he commit sinful activity here in the dham? The answer is, although he had such a nice opportunity to come here to India and to Mayapur, he misused his free will.
But a particular way, we have so many bad impression of our mind before, so it's not difficult to have a contaminated thought in my body, but bad impression. But whenever this person will develop your spirit, you sell before.
Sell before?
I mean, when this person will, that means our mind is clear. You don't have no impression, no bad impression.
But because of the minute nature of a living entity, it can be subject to this influence. Sometimes even one who is not just that, you're describing that, oh, we may be devotees, but we were very sinful once. But there's actually one, again, an example, one could be a pure brahmana from his birth, and impurity may still enter. Just like that Ajamya, he was pure Brahman by his birth, he was raised by his father nicely, and then one day impurity entered, some desire came. So, but it's not that very helpless. If we stick to the lotus feet of Krishna and the spiritual master, then even if such things enter our hearts, they will not act on them. And then finally, when you cure this disease and go back to Godhead, then you become so convinced that you don't come back again. Once going to that abode, he never comes back again.
So
we have to answer them by the standard replies that are given in the shastra. Even if they're not satisfied, we can't invent some new answer. This is the answer which should satisfy. It is sufficient answer. If you don't feel sad, as a preacher, you're saying that I don't have this doubt, I don't think the question is important, but as a preacher, I have to give a good answer. But if you get the right answer, then as a preacher, you should be confident that I shall give this answer when someone asks me. God, living entity means jiva, infinitesimal. He's tiny. So his position is marginal. It means that sometimes he can become overcome by Maya. It's inconceivable how the spiritual world is there and how a soul can leave the spiritual world. But this is the information we're given. Therefore, to make it understandable, I gave you the example. How could it be that in a perfect atmosphere, such as the Holy Dhamma of Mayapur, someone may commit a gross, sinful act? And if he does, then he'll be ejected. Because everything here is harmonious. We're worshipping the spiritual master, we're worshipping Krishna. If someone suddenly is in our midst who is very blasphemous to and disturbing to the worship, then he has to leave. So he may become overcome by the lust or anger, even in this atmosphere. But this is not the kingdom of Maya, this is the internal energy, therefore he has to leave. It is a pure atmosphere. Then if anything impure appears, then it can't stand, it has to leave the pure atmosphere. Impurity cannot be allowed. And that sending of the soul to the material world by Krishna, that's all, it's not just a punishment, that kicking out. You get kicked out. But he's so kind that he sees this living entity, he's not satisfied worshipping me, worshipping Krishna. He wants to be Krishna. So let him go to the material world and try there. So that's a great misfortune for the living entity when he has to go there. These are very thoughtful questions. So you're all in Trinidad?
Yes.
Doctor was telling me that as yet you have no nice big temple, but you're trying to get the support of the local Hindus.
Yes.
To maybe get a nice big temple. They themselves, they wish that Hare Krishna should not have such a small place. They should have a nice temple. So you can preach amongst your countrymen there. Ask them that we are not materialistic. We don't want a big place to live in for our comfort. But we like to worship the Lord, just as here, how gorgeous this ceremony was this morning to receive wonderful forms of Radha Madhava. So, oh, I know. Why can't we do that in Trinidad also? What?
I think we have the movement in Trinidad.
Yes. I know.
Maybe it can be developed.
Yeah, it's already going on.
At present, we trying to control the land because we know that we have to go away and have to be a present. But in this process, we are trying to control. This means that the devotees will have to endeavor a lot more and to engage in activities that we might not engage before. Here, we have to carry on certain type of program. And you have to acquire like you know, specifically like you might not have done before, because the program now needs more push, you know, because it's a bigger program.
Mm.
So like I was thinking,
you mean you have to work harder? What do you mean that we have to do something in a way we didn't do before?
Let me say like basically as before we might have just distributed prasad and do work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but now we may have to do some other business then.
Yeah.
You know, like we may have to prasad and all, So I was thinking like in this process, if the activity is such, does it limit a monetary to engage in any specifically? Or could we just carry on as long as for the activity, as long as for the development?
Well, the ideal occupation for brahmacharya is, of course, like the voice. Brahmacharya means to live in Gurukula and study the scriptures with the spiritual masters in order. And of course, he has to be celibate. So, ideally, he shouldn't be working for a karmi boss, engaged in any activities where he's into a lot of association with materialistic persons. Or you might even say doing business is like that. But sometimes we have to give up our ideal, not our principles, but sometimes our ideal peaceful surroundings in order to preach. The best example is Srila Prabhupada, who was living in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the best place for a spiritual life, so he left Vrindavan and went to New York City. New York City is not a good place for a sadhu, but to preach, he did it. I was asked by Srila Prabhupada to take some employment when I was a brahmachari, because at that time there was not this other kind of method of making money by selling books. So, if one is a little strong, without abandoning the principles, he might have to help out in that way. But he should never abandon, he should never go have much association with women, except very minimum, for some business. And that's described in the Bhagavatam, that the brahmachari, he may go out asking alms, that he may approach a lady in the house, because they go door to door, obviously the ladies will answer. But he sees every woman as his mother. He says, "Mother, please, can you give some alms for the Gurukul?" But then that should be the length of the conversation, not that he should sit privately with a woman. So if one is very careful, if the spiritual master asks him that, Mukham Karoti Vatsalam Pangam Nangayate Giram Yes Kripatamaham Bandai Sri Guru Dinataranam. By the grace of the spiritual master, a blind man, a lame man can cross the mountain, and a dumb man can speak like a great orator. So by the grace of the spiritual master, to raise some funds for a temple, if he asks me to do something, money making, I can do that also. I'll be protected. But ideal for brahmachari is just to do some straightforward preaching engagement.
Does that mean that sometimes we'll have nice temples, other temples to attract people for preaching purposes?
Oh, yes.
Do you think people might misunderstand that also? Thinking, just even if Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, put the money into spreading the books instead of building temples.
Well, he built very big temples also. Books are first, but not that we have books and no temple. Your question is theoretical, but we have to see what the acharyas demonstrated. Although they say, the idea that his expression, he had a big temple because it was the funds were donated. He built a big marble temple in Calcutta, Bhagavad. But then they were fighting over it. They weren't living as devotees. I made this point that we don't want a temple for our sin gratification. Even this building is a magnificent building over there. So when it was first built, Prabhupada said, now don't make this, now that you have this nice building, that you make it for your eating and sleeping. But if Krishna gives you some nice facilities, now you have to work harder in his service. So all these nice arrangements, all these people are coming, we say tens and thousands of people that are coming to see the golden Radha-Madhava. So then when they come here, give them books. And if they don't come, give them books.